Father, we just thank you. We give you praise. We thank you for your presence here this morning. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in our midst and what you're still yet to do. Father, we are here this morning to hear what you have to say to us, what the Spirit of the Lord desires to speak to us. So give us ears to hear and open our eyes that we may see what you see, and give us ears to hear what you hear. And Father, we just thank you. We give you praise. We saturate this atmosphere this morning with praise and worship, that your presence may just reign in this place today. And we thank you, Abba, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, in this day and age that we are living in, where we have an identity crisis, and we have most of this generation is walking around in these days that we live in without an identity, and also without understanding that they have a purpose. And if there's ever been a time that we need to know who we are and whose we are, it is now. We are having so much confusion, especially this generation, concerning their identity. And because of that, I feel impressed by the Holy Spirit to write a book called Kingmaker. Now, the first time I ever heard that word was with, I went to a conference. It was supposed to be a men's conference, but they ended up opening it up to women, and that was nothing but God, because then I was allowed to come, and that was a kairos moment for me. It was a divine appointment, because I had been seeking the Father concerning my purpose. I know that God called me to be a mother, called me to be a wife, but I knew that there was something even deeper than that, that I was called to be, that God desired to do in and through me, and he had a purpose for me before he placed me in my mother's womb. I knew that, but wasn't for sure of what that calling was. I knew also that I was an intercessor, but I still knew that there was something more. And that day, when I walked into that church and heard Bishop Wellington Boone, I never knew of him until that time. When I heard him open his mouth and begin to speak about a kingmaker, I just instantly knew right then he's talking to me. And he's talking about me. I then just really just forgot that I was, you know, in church. And I felt that it was just God in me. And God was speaking directly to me through him. And when he got done, I mean, I broke, because I was receiving revelation of who I was and who God called me to be and what he's called me to do. Now, as you all know, then therefore I began to teach, and I want to thank I will always be grateful and thankful to Bishop Wellington Boone for allowing God to use him and for this revelation that he had given him concerning woman, you're called to be a kingmaker. Now, what God has given me, I'm taking it a little further. And I just want to be able to share a little bit with you all today. But we know that a kingmaker is a person that, now, Bishop Wellington Boone, his revelation of kingmaker was a woman, and he was talking about his wife. And I pray still to this day that one day I get to meet her. But he was talking about his wife and how his wife saw the king in him. And how she honored him. And regardless of whether or not he was acting as a king or talking like a king, she saw what God saw. And that's what we all have to do if we are going to. It's just like Jesus. He saw past our faults and he saw our needs. And in this day and age where we've got young people that are walking around who don't know who they are, and we're in a day and age that people decide that, you know, they don't want to be what they were created to be and believe that it's a choice. I think now more than ever that God is calling on us, which that's why he's placed us here in this earth. We are to make the difference in this earth. We are the light and the salt of this earth. Amen. And the word of God says that Jesus is the King of Kings. And so when we talk about that, who are the kings? We are. And we also understand by the word of God that we are called to be kings and priests. Amen. So it is time. I believe that God is calling us to be king makers in the kingdom of God. And not just talking about women, but men also are king makers. Amen. And I'm going to break that down to us as we go along. Amen. But we are all called, we are all kings. And in order to make a difference in this world, we have to know who we are and whose we are. And I can't help you, you know, and speak into your life if I do not know and have, you know, have, if I do not know who I am. And today, like I said, we have an identity crisis like I believe we've never had before. So it's time for us to rise up and see that we have a responsibility to this next generation. Amen. And rise up and be kingmakers. Now, kingmakers speak to the king in another person. They see the greatness that God has placed in another person's life. And everyone has greatness locked up inside of them. And it takes really a kingmaker to bring that out. Or to call it forth. And I think as baby boomers, I believe that we have failed. I believe the generation is the way that it is today. This group of millennials and, you know, are the way that they are.